You hold your creation in your hands, a photo, a video, a piece of art, and you wonder, is this good enough? Will people like it? That tiny voice creeps in, the one that says, what if they don't? What if they criticize it? What if they don't care at all? But here's the question that you really need to ask yourself. Does this bring me joy? Does it move me? Because before anyone else sees it, you are the first audience, the first critic, the first to experience the meaning of what you've just made. Creating content for yourself first isn't selfish. It's the most freeing thing that you can do. Let's talk about why. First, let's talk about the joy of creating for yourself. Why do you create? Is it to get likes, approval, or applause, or is it because there's something inside you that needs to be expressed, something only you can bring to the world? When you create for yourself, you shift the focus. It's no longer about pleasing anyone else. It's about pleasing you. It's about finding joy in the process, the way the light hits your lens, the way the edit starts to tell a story, the way your vision comes to life. The truth is, not everything you create has to be shared. Some creations are just for you, a moment of peace, a burst of joy, a small triumph over the fear of starting. Those moments are sacred. Hold on to them, celebrate them. And if you choose to share what you've made, do it because it matters to you, not because you think it has to matter to someone else. Now let's talk about sharing your work and facing the fear. Let's be real. Sharing your work can feel terrifying. When you put your creation out into the world, it feels like you're sharing a piece of yourself. What if they don't like it? What if they judge it? Or worse, judge you? Here's the thing. Not everyone will like what you create. And that's okay. Some people may criticize. Some may scroll past without a second thought, but what about the ones who see your work and feel something? What about the ones who are inspired or moved or even encouraged to create something of their own because you chose to share yours? When you let go of the need for everyone's approval, you gain something far, far greater. Freedom. The freedom to say, that's mine. It means something to me, and that's enough. Now, let's talk about moving beyond people pleasing. If you've ever been a people pleaser, you know how exhausting it is. You bend, you shrink, you twist yourself into knots just to avoid disappointing others. But when it comes to your creativity, that's not sustainable. To create meaningful work, you have to stop worrying about what others want, and you need to start focusing on what you want to say. What matters to you? What brings you joy? What sparks your soul? When you create from that place, your work has authenticity. It has heart. And even if it doesn't resonate with everyone, it will resonate with the people it's meant to reach. The freedom lies here, in creating something meaningful to you and sharing it, not for validation, but because you believe it's worth sharing. Now let's talk about the value of your creation. Think about what you've just made, the photo you took, the video you edited, the idea that you brought to life. It's not just a thing. It's your time. It's your effort. It's your vision, your soul poured into something tangible. Even if no one else sees its value, it has value because you made it. The process matters. The meaning behind it matters. You matter. When you share your work, you're saying, this is who I am. This is what I see. This is what moves me. And that's brave. That's powerful. So here's the challenge. Create something just for you. Find peace in the process, joy in the journey. And if you decide to share it, do it because it's meaningful to you. Let go of the fear of failure or criticism or rejection, because at the end of the day, it's not about how others react. It's about how you feel when you look at your creation and say, this is mine. It means something to me. That's where the freedom is. That's where the joy is. And that's why we create.